Hi, I am Henry Ranga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. The first meeting with the bride and groom is not merely a planning session. It is a ministry moment. It is the first opportunity for the wedding minister to listen, clarify, teach, discern, and begin serving the covenant. A wedding officiant may ask, what time is the ceremony? What readings do you want? Who has the rings? Those questions matter. But a wedding minister asks deeper questions too. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. The first meeting should help the bride and groom understand that Christian marriage is not merely a beautiful event. It is a covenant before God. Genesis 2:24 Webb says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." This passage reminds us that marriage involves leaving, joining, and one flesh covenant life. So begin warmly. Welcome the couple. Celebrate their engagement. Ask how they met. Ask what drew them together. Ask what they are excited about. Joy matters. Beauty matters. Love matters. But then gently move toward covenant meaning. You might ask, why do you want a Christian wedding? That one question can reveal much. Some couples want scripture, prayer, vows, and Christian witness because they truly desire to honor Christ. Others want a religious-looking ceremony because it pleases family, looks traditional, or feels meaningful, even though they have not thought deeply about Christian marriage. Do not shame them. Listen, James 1:19 Webb says, "So then, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Listening is one of the first acts of wedding ministry. In this meeting, hear both the bride and the groom. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. Both voices matter. If one person answers every question, gently invite the other to speak. If a parent or family member tries to dominate the meeting, kindly refocus on the bride and groom. Ask questions such as, what does marriage mean to each of you? What role will faith have in your home? How do you handle conflict? What family patterns do you hope to continue or change? What does lifelong faithfulness mean to you? What do your vows before God mean? The goal is not interrogation. The goal is discernment. The first meeting is also where you clarify your role. You are not a licensed counselor unless separately qualified. You are not an attorney. You are not a civil office. You are a wedding minister offering Christian preparation, ceremony leadership, spiritual care, and referral wisdom. You can say, I want your ceremony to be beautiful, but I also want your covenant to be entered with clarity, prayer, and faithfulness. The first meeting should end with a next step. Perhaps the couple proceeds with normal preparation. Perhaps you schedule another conversation. Perhaps you recommend premarital mentoring, Christian marriage growth, pastoral care, or licensed counseling. Perhaps you need to verify civil requirements. Do not rush. Do not control. Do not pretend everything is simple. The first meeting sets the tone. Warm, biblical, honest, respectful, and covenant-centered. The wedding minister is not there to perform a religious service only. The wedding minister is there to serve the bride, the groom, and the covenant before God.